Z104, Z Morning Zoo, Nick, Natalia, and Shag. That's our favorite day of the week, Dirty Work Wednesday. Brought to you by Gordon Zed, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Z104.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Megan.
Hey, Megan. Wait, Megan the Stallion?
No, not Megan, but I do like her, and I like that she did put my name back on the map.
So. Yeah, I bet. We haven't had a famous Megan in a while, except maybe Megan Fox, yeah. I guess. But okay, so yeah. Megan, not the Stallion. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay. So basically, I was dating this guy named Dustin since about the end of July, and I thought things were going really well. And then last week he came over, spent the night at my place, and the next day he's all, oh, I didn't realize that I'm not, you know, ready to jump back into dating anybody right now.
I got you. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. And, like, the problem is that I'm pretty sure he's lying about it.
About what? About not being ready?
Yeah, I think it's just, like, total bull. Like, I think there's definitely a different reason he dumped me.
Oh, okay. So you think that was just a line to get rid of you, but in reality, it's probably something else.
Yeah. And I mean, actually, I would go so far as to say that I know that's what it is.
Oh, okay. So what do you think happened?
So I think he got mad because I told him I wouldn't sleep with him.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. But you said he spent the night at your place, right?
Yeah. But that was, you know, that was the first time. And we had only been going out for a few weeks, so I was just like, you know, I was just really honest with him, and I just said, you know, we can make out and stuff, but I wanted to wait a little longer before we did anything else.
So you think maybe when you asked him to spend the night, he kind of had it built up in his head that this is it, this is the night, and then when it wasn't, he was like, okay, I'm done waiting, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I mean, basically, and listen, you know, if that's it, if that's the reason, that's totally fine. But, you know, at least tell me that's the reason. Don't lie about it and say that you're just not ready to date people.
Well, have you had this conversation with him? Did you tell him just be honest about it? Because some guys might respect that. I mean, he might appreciate the ability to be honest with you.
I mean, so at first he sent me the text about it, you know, about not being ready to jump back into dating anybody right now. And then later on that night, I sent him a text saying, you know, if we would have slept with each other, would you feel differently? And he just put no. And that's it. And that's the last I heard from him.
So just no.
Just no. Nothing more.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, do you think he's lying to be nice? Or, you know, all he wanted was for me to give it up? Or, you know, do you think there's a different reason? I just can't think of any reason.
First of all, I'm glad you called us because on the surface, it sounds like you're right. Like it might be something else. I will never forget the time a dude was, he was in a girl's bathroom and he looked in her medicine cabinet, right? And she had herpesin, which is a medicine for cold sores. It's like a lip balm. But the dude freaked out and left and never called her again. And when we got him on the phone, he told us everything and they ended up laughing about the whole thing. So I don't know. Maybe we can call this guy and try to get the truth out of him if you want.
Yeah, no, that's honestly the only thing that I want is the truth. And I mean, if he says, yeah, I guess I was expecting sex or whatever, again, like, I want to reiterate that is totally fine. I'm not even going to be mad about it. I just want to know so that it's not, you know, always bothering me. And
I agree. I mean, and what if it's not that? What if he came over and it turns out he hates your cat or previously slept with your roommate or worst case scenario, previously slept with your roommate's cat and now hates it?
Well, I don't have a roommate or a cat, so I think I'm safe.
Okay. But I'm saying it could be something else, so this might help. So let's call up this dude. What is his name again?
Dustin.
Okay. And that's Dustin with a D, right? Not Justin with a J?
Right. No, yeah, with a
D. Okay, so Dustin with a D. So he's got a D. He just never got to use it. Sorry, that was a bad joke. All right, so we'll call Dustin, and we'll see if we can get the truth out of Dustin when we come back next.
Shaggy and I each have our own theories. Yep. We have a bet going about this.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can I speak to Dustin, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick and Shag on Z104.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah. Is this Dustin?
Yeah, it is, man.
Well, hello there. How is your morning going so far?
It's going a lot better now.
All right, great. So listen, we've been doing this segment this morning, and the segment is called Guess Why They Broke Up With Me. So we got this email from a girl that you dated for a hot minute. I guess her name is Megan. Do you remember dating a girl named Megan?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So she gave us this brief story in the email about how you guys dated each other. It was going good. You came over one night, and the next day you texted her, I guess, saying you weren't ready for dating people right now. Does that all sound pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay, so Shag and I have this little bet going on about the real reason you broke things off. He says it's because after dating for so long, if a girl invites you to spend the night at her place, there are certain expectations, or should I be more specific and say certain sexpectations involved, and she wasn't exactly on the same page. That's what he thinks. My guess is that there's a completely different reason involved. Like you find out that she farts in her sleep or something, and it would completely freak you out.
Okay. Well, you would definitely win the bet. It was definitely the second.
Oh, okay. So she farts in her sleep? Because I totally just made that up.
No. It wasn't that. But something did happen that it was probably the grossest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, well, now you have to tell us. So, something happened that grossed you out so much that you were like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you say what it was?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So, here's what happened. We were dating for like a month or so, and it was going good. Like, she actually spent the night at my place a couple times, but just to sleep over. Like, nothing really happened. And okay. Then one night we went out, you know, I took her to see that movie, Free Guy.
Yeah.
So after that, we ended up going to her place. She asked me if I wanted to spend the night. So I was like, sure.
Okay. So far, so good.
So we stayed up, watched TV for a little bit, having some drinks. And she's like, hey, can we watch the rest of this in bed? So already, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be anything but watching anything in bed. Like,
right.
It's on.
Right. Of course.
So we get into bed, and she's like, I need to go wash my face, brush my teeth first. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. And it hits me. I don't have a toothbrush or anything. And, like, you know, we had dinner. I had onions and garlic and stuff. So I wanted to brush my teeth, but I didn't have anything around. And, man, I need to have fresh breath if we're going to make out. So I start looking around for anything, like maybe some gum or something. I look right next to the bed is her purse. And I was like, okay, maybe if I can see some gum or something, I'm sure she won't mind. And I found the mints with the tin box, like the
You're talking about Altoids? She's got Altoids?
Yes, Altoids. So she had Altoids in her purse. So I open up her tin to grab an Altoid, and what I found was not Altoids at all.
Okay, what was it?
Was full, like jam packed of fingernails.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, completely full of, like, it was almost like a jack-in-the-box full of fingers. Like, I just opened it, and they just exploded everywhere.
Okay, so you said fingernails. Were they, like, press-on fingernails? Like, maybe she has a hot date so she can, like, change her nails to go with her outfit, or?
No, these were fingernail clippings. Like, you know, like, if you bit the top of your fingernails off, and then she would spit them into the tin can.
Oh, my God, I think I'm gonna hurl.
Yeah, how do you think I felt? Oh, my God. So I'm freaking out, and I'm trying to scoop all these fingernail clippings back in, and I'm just thinking, who does this? Whose fingernails are these?
So did you clean up everything in time, like, before she came out of the bathroom?
I did. But then, you know, she came out, she's trying to make out with me, and all I could think about were fingernails coming out of her mouth.
Good God, that is absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like, I liked her, and then she was awesome, but every time, all I'm thinking about is, whose fingernails are these? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, and here's another question. Were they all fingernails? Like, what if there were toenails in there, too?
Oh, dude, you just ruined lunch forever. Oh, my God.
God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, I don't blame you. Now we know the truth. God, this is so bizarre. Well, thanks for helping us scratch our way to the truth there, Dustin. Now we know what the nail in the coffin of your relationship, which was literally a nail or several nails.
The C Morning Zoo's Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hear it on air
and relive it online.
Get it online at C104.com.
From the 757's exclusive home for Dirty Work Wednesdays.
C104.